Vav Pasuk Chaf Litzor Bini Mitzvah Savicha Va'al Titoish Teras Imecha. Guard, my son, the mitzvah of your father, and don't abandon the Torah of your mother. L'chaira, if you and I would write the Pasuk, we would probably switch it. We'd probably put Torah to the father and mitzvahs to the mother. Because, the father teaches his son Torah. It's on his achrayus, his responsibility to teach Torah to his son more than the mother. And mitzvahs, we'd be Torah probably in the Yerushimayim, which we know comes very heavily also from the mother. She gives like a certain ruach. You have to be boydik when you get married to check out the mother's brother. Gives you an indication of how the mother is going to raise the children. One would switch it. Not only that, huh? What's that?
It's an indication of how she raises her children. That's a pshat. It's not, you're saying it's not a genetic...
Right. It's the in more than that, the Torah we know is the higher bechina. Ner mitzvah, we just had Chanukah. Ner mitzvah v'tayra or. So ner is the kli, klapei the or, which is the ikar. So... The Torah is the higher bechina, if we would put up the mother versus the father, the mother more provides and builds the kli, so to say, for the child to receive the Torah from the father. L'chaira, that's the way I think most people would write this pasuk. So we have to understand why dafka mitzvah is more shaykh to the father and dafka the Torah more shaykh to the mother, and that's what the Gra is going to come to explain. And because the kanir'eh, I'm going to posit that because this is such a tough question, what I just asked, the Gra goes ahead and explains the pasuk al pi kabbalah. Normally, we've seen the Gra explains things, at least clothes it in a pshat. Over here, he doesn't even bother. The whole thing, it just straight, the whole pasuk here is a Kabbalistic perish. Interesting enough, I don't know if I've mentioned this here or not, but the Leshem, Leshem writes that there are many psukim and full parshis in the Torah that there is no way to understand other than Alpi Kabbalah. And he says that the parshanim, the rishonim and the parshanim have Nilul, I think that's his lashon. Tarchuv, nilul lefarish. They try very hard to explain all different things, especially when it comes to measurements and materials of the Mishkan and things like that. He says, and they try to explain things all peep shot, and you see that. That's what he says. You see that. Okay, it doesn't. It's not so geschmack. But al pi kabbalah, all these things have explanations that work out beautifully in the psukim. It's an interesting thing. He's basically saying that if you really want to understand the Chumash, if you really want to understand the Chumash with all the perushim that really fit the psukim well, you're going to have no choice but to come on to Kabbalah. So perhaps this is a pasuk where the Gra perhaps felt that to really understand the answers to these questions that I just posed in this pasuk, you really have to come on to Kabbalah. Anyway, so this is what he does. Kvar kasavti, nitzor b'ni mitzvah savicha. Kvar kasavti, I already wrote, sha mitzvahs einon ela bezmanon uchshebal yado. He's already said this a few times, we saw this in Mishlei, that mitzvahs only come at certain times, either at certain times or when they... there are mitzvahs that are tluyas bizman, and then there are mitzvahs that aren't tluyas bizman, but you can't do them all the time. It's only when they arise, when the opportunity arises for that mitzvah to be done. Lachain oimer, therefore it says, nitzor ad hazman o ad sheyovei liyodcha. Therefore it uses the lashon of nitzor to guard, to watch out, which means until the time or the opportunity arises for you to do this mitzvah. Whereas when it comes to the Torah, it says, "Va'al titosh Torah simecha tamid." Don't abandon the Torah of your mother means all the time. Afilu rega echa. Don't leave it. Don't let go of it, even for a moment, even for one moment. Ki Torah tzarech lulma tamid b'chol eis v'chol shah. Because Torah, you need to learn at every single time and every single moment. It's a gevaldige lush in the gun, yeah. If so, a person works, or a person, even is in Kail, he goes home and he has to deal with different things or whatever it is. It's not pshat that, be'etzem, you should be learning now. Okay, you're an oinus, you have to deal with different things. Working is also an oinus klapa your mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In other words, I'm saying, it's not necessarily true, al pi chazal, that everybody has to sit in Kail. That's clearly, it's not the way it's Mavur in Chazal. Right? You have the Rambam, famous, which, not to make the Torah Kardoim Zeder, because that's the Klal and the Bria, Bezeas, since the Chet of Adam Rishon, Bezeas Apecha, Seichal, Elchem, right? You're going to have to work the land, you're going to have to sweat for your Parnassah. So, Zeder, that's the Metzias we live in. And therefore, in that Metzias, Lechatchila, you have to do what you have to do for Parnasa. But it's not a vart that your be'etzem, Talmud Torah is only on your free time. It's the opposite. The Talmud Torah is all the time. It's all the time. There are some times where you just can't do it because you're Isaac in a different mitzvah, maybe, which is Parnasa or dealing with your kids or whatever it is. But be'etzem, b'chol eis, or b'chol sha'a, a person needs to learn Torah. And therefore the Pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech says, al titosh Torah yimecha, which means, the second you're freed up from whatever other thing you were doing, every other mitzvah that you were doing, now go back to learning. But etzim, you're holding on to the Torah at all times. Va'amar etzel mitzvos avicha ve'etzel Torah simecha. So now he gets, okay, so first he dealt with the lashon of netzar legabe mitzvos and titosh legabe Torah. Now he's dealing with a different diuk in the pasuk. Why does it say, when it comes to mitzvahs, avicha, and when it comes to Torah, imecha? So here the Gaon gives us a klal in Kabbalah. Ki abba ve'ima heim chachma ubina. These the concepts, the ideas, the of abba and ima, of a father and mother, parallel the bechinas called chachma and bina, which we've spoken about in the past a number of times. Va'atipa ba'abba hu benistar v'nelam. Now, when the tipa, right, when it comes to the mitzvah pruravu, right, the maisa of zivug, so the tipa comes from Abba, and that is in a hidden fashion. In other words, the idea or the fact that there's a child in this tipa, potentially, right, and it has to be manifest through, but the idea that this tipa be'etzem is the seed for a full-grown person, that is in a hidden and concealed way. Ukshebo le'imoy mitzta'yeres. One second. Ukshebo le'imoy mitzta'yeres sham. But then, when that tipa comes to the mother, so the vlad takes form there by the mother. So basically, right? It's clear that there's a mother to a child. The fact that there's a father to the child, we know, but it's concealed. It's not something that's visible, right? To the point that you can have the Mishugayim who saw the, right, that the child kiviyochel came from the mother and God was the father, right? Kiviyochel. In other words, you can get to such a nonsense because the father's part in the process is a concealed part, whereas the mother, you see, she's pregnant. You see that she's getting larger and larger, and the child comes out. That's obvious that the mother's coming from the child. The child's coming from the mother. Fine. So that's the bechinas of chachma and bina. Chachma is the concentrated tipa, which is really in a concealed fashion, and it only becomes revealed through the mother, through the bina. So says the Goyin, Kein ha-chochma nelemes me'en kol chai, shehi b'machshava. The chochma is hidden from all eyes, which is because it's b'machshava, u'b'bina mitztayeres v'shamu b'gol yoyser. And bina, it takes form, and there it's more revealed. More revealed, because, of course, tvun is also in the head. Right? Until you speak it, fine. But this is important, and we've spoken about it in the past, that I use always the mashal, if a person is learning a sugya, anything a person learns, right? But especially a sugya in Gemara is a great example, right? So you have a certain impression of what's going on in the Gemara. You have a certain mahalach, which is your initial mahalach in the Gemara, before you've cheshbened out all the details of the Gemara. That's your initial impression. And then you go ahead and you work through the Gemara slower, step by step, seeing if you're maybe lumdus that you wanted to say in this sugya, whatever your hesberim that you wanted to say in this sugya, if it works out, if it does, if it really fits all the questions and answers that's going on over there. If you see Rashi, you know, you make your diyukim. So the initial impression that a person gets in learning is the bechina of chachma. And the checking out if it fits all the lashaynis, that is the bechina of tvuna, the bechina of bina, to feel all the lashaynis, the rigorous back and forth. Does it meet all the requirements? Does it fit properly? Now, the interestingly enough, I'll be a little bit, I'll say something maybe a little bit facetious, but the you know, Baruch Hashem, in many recent years, since recent years is already more than 20 years probably, but certainly 20 years, so print has become very, very easy. To publish something is very easy. So many yeshivas and kailim like to print the shtikl Torah from their avreichim and from their talmidim. Usually it's for fundraising purposes, probably, right? But sometimes maybe it's also to give encouragement to the talmidim. So I've always found it interesting. You go through a lot of these chaburas. It's not only chaburas, and some svarim are also. There are plenty of svarim out there that work this way. You see them asking kasha after kasha in the sugya, and you're pulling your hair out, and you're saying to yourself, "What in the world is this guy talking about? Why is he learning the sugya krum?" Asking questions on it, and then he gets to the answer, and then you see, okay, he got to the right shot. You have to learn like this. You have to learn like in a completely backwards fashion and make mistakes in order to now fix it up and come to the right thing, which is like l'chaira so obvious from the start. This has been my experience many times. It's like, and a lot of it, sometimes I feel sometimes that the pushing people to write chaburas forces them into that position because they don't really have so much to say. So they have to like build it. So they're like almost forced to ask silly questions or incorrect questions in order to now come to the right mahalach, which is a very obviously a crooked way of doing things. Okay, so that's my facetious take on some of the. I'm all for writing. I'm not. But the point is though that there are people out there that you see have a certain knack at getting a right mahalach more quickly than others. They have a certain. And by the way, it also improves, right? As a person grows in learning, he becomes more used to the way the Torah thinks, the way the Torah works. Obviously, every person, right? It becomes more and more prone to the correct pshat at an earlier stage of his learning, maybe the first stage of his learning, which means his chachma, his koyach of chachma is becoming more and more developed. The koyach of chachma, what I want to explain here is what the Goyin is saying, is something that it's concealed, whereas the tvuna is something which is more defined because it's working with the questions and answers. It's working with where it's like much. It's more revealed. You're actually expressing things.
Well, I heard you talking about this in the Shem, don't necessarily talk like that.
Right. Rishonim is a good example, right? The Rishonim versus Achronim, right? Rishonim, right? Everything that's in the Achronim, but Etzem, the Achronim is supposed to be all an expansion and explanation of what's written in the Rishonim. Rishonim writing are very short, right? And they're not going through this whole massive Lomdisha Shtikl Torah that's in the Achron that you're learning. But it's all included, it's all incorporated in those shorter, right, more terse way of saying things that's in the Rishonim. And by the way, of course, the Rishonim versus the versus Chazal, and Chazal versus the Psukim. I actually just spoke about this last night. It's the same thing, because there's a bechina of Chachma, which is the way the Ramchal says in other Sfarim, right? That Chachma is like the gather of Klal and Bina is like, and with Bina and Tvuna, the same concept is the idea of Prat. And the Klal, like the Rambam says, I'm going to give you the Klalim, and you'll understand the Pratim from the Klalim. Right? The Ruchal does the same thing. Once you understand the Klalim, you understand the Pratim, because the Pratim are included in the Klal. It doesn't mean that you expressly stated all the Pratim, but if you have that Klal, then you'll be able to answer all the Pratim when you're asked, because you can flesh it out now, if you have a healthy Bina, a healthy Tvuna, right? There are some people, I think I may have mentioned this in the past, maybe like 2-3 years ago when we were talking about Chachma Bina, but there's a famous line from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, right? That Reb Chaim Brisker, he says that if you can't explain it, right? If you can't say it, then it's a chisaron in havana, right? Chazornav hasbar is a chazorn havana. Yeah, okay. So I would say it's havana daika. Because there is such a thing of people understanding, knowing something, chapping the Gemara, but when you ask them to say it, they get stuck. Or when you ask them things, they get stuck. And I don't think I've seen this. Sometimes it's not a chisaron in their chachma, it's a chisaron in their hasaga of what went on, but they have a problem of hasbara because their bina is weaker. Their left brain is weaker. Their right brain is stronger, and their left brain is weaker. So I always say, like, Reb Chaim is right on the level of Bina. It's a chesaron in Havana. But it's not necessarily a chesaron in the Hasaga, in the Chachma, that this person, not like necessarily that the person didn't get anything in that Sugya. So maybe that might encourage some people. I don't know if anybody has that issue sometimes, that they have more difficulty saying things. In any case, but that's the Vart. By the way, it works also the opposite way. You know, after you work through the sugya, so a lot of times one of the setbacks that people have is you do so much lamdus and you do so much diuk in the Gemara, and you've taken it apart to such a degree, right? Menateach means to cut, right? You're analyzing. Analyzing is to cut something up. You've chopped this Gemara up so much, you've gotten into the lumdus inside the lumdus, and inside that lumdus, and all the different, and you get out of the sugya, and you're like, you know, where am I? What happened? You try to like put the sugya together, and you're like, I don't know, I'm lost. I can say all the lumdus and everywhere, but you see the trees without the forest, right? And so you have to make that step again and go back to the klal of the sugi. You have to now work, see that this whole thing comes back together into a sensible work of art, right? Into a sensible piece of Gemara, that the sugi, there's a klal left, there's something here. It went somewhere, right? It went from point A to point B. So that's also like kind of bringing back to Chachma. It's actually really a level of Das, because a Das is the connection between the Chachma and Bina. So you have the Das. What's the Chiddush of the Das? Das is where you get the full picture together with the Pratim. That's the Chibur, the joining together of the Chachma and Bina is the Das. So you have the full picture, but in a much more fleshed out way than in the initial stage of Chachma. Because initial stage of Chachma, you didn't have all the details worked out. And now you have all the details worked out. So it's really Das, but it's kind of bringing back to Chachma with an improvement of Bina in there. Okay, fine. So that's what the Gaon says over here, that the Chachma is Ne'lemes Mein Kol Chai, because it's B'machshava. Again, because that hunch, it's like that hunch that you had in the Sugya, is not something, it's something that's very deep in there, and it's not fleshed out. It's not even something that you necessarily can describe how you got there. And then you have the Bina, which fleshes it out, gives it a tzura. That's the koyach of the mother. So it says the Gaon, v'sheyush ha-mitzvahs hein bechachma. The sheyush of the mitzvahs is in chachma. This is really fascinating. Okay, because what's the higher madrega? Al-pi kabbalah, the higher madrega is chachma. The highest sphera is keser. The one under it is chachma. The one under that is bina. Sometimes people ask, I think maybe we've spoken about this again in the past, but just in case not, or there's also new people here since those days. So, al-pi the bali musar, right? Das is the highest thing. Chachma is getting the raw material, you know, getting a certain piece of knowledge. And Bina is where you're mevin davar mitech davar, meaning that from that piece of information that you received, you understand something else, meaning you've able to add to what you were makabel from your Rebbe. So that's a higher Bechina. And Das is the highest, because Das is, let's use the common way it's described in the Bali Musar, the Das is where you already know how to apply it into your life. You know how to behave with it. You know how to apply it. You know how to paskin from it. That's already Das. That's the highest Bechina Alpi Musar. But Alpi Kabbalah, it's the opposite. And it's no machlekes. It's just a matter of where you're coming from. The Alpi Kabbalah, the highest is Chachma, then Bina, and then Das. The Vart is that the Bali Musar is saying, right? That's the whole Mahalach is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing down Shefa from top to bottom. And the idea of from top to bottom is that it's coming more and more into us, right? It's coming more and more pronounced and articulated. So that's the, so I'll pee for the Bali Musar, for our Avaida, we got to get all the way down to that Das. We have to be able to be Mekabel all the way down to the bottom. So there's no stira here. It's just a matter of what your sugya is. But nevertheless, the point here the Gaon is saying is, what's fascinating, is that the sheirish of the mitzvahs is higher than the sheirish of the Torah. Despite that we know ner mitzvah of a Torah are, and therefore the Torah is a higher bechina than the mitzvahs, but the sheirish of the mitzvahs is in Chachma, which is higher up than the Sheirish of the Torah, which is only in Bina. And he brings out, we'll try to explain, I don't think today, but we'll get back to Be'ez Hashem next week. B'seid Hashem b'chachma yasad eretz, koinin shemayim b'svuna. He brings the Pasuk to back it up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the land, the earth, with Chachma. And he established the Shemayim, he founded the land with Chachma, he established the heavens with Tvuna. So the Shemayim, which is higher than the Aretz, was established with the lower Bechina of Tvuna, and the Aretz is established with the higher Bechina. Belechein kol davar ba'aretz hu benelam. Therefore, everything that's in the Aretz is hidden. Avol Shemayim hem niglam yoyser. But in the Shemayim, they're more revealed. You can look up to the Shemayim, you see the stars. What's inside the ground, you don't see. You got to dig until you get it. It's hidden. So, we'll end off with the basic idea is that in order to bring down Hashem's Or lower down all the way to the bottom, it has to come from a higher place. It needs, right? If you can penetrate through all the physicality, so to say, all the way down to the bottom of physicality, that takes a much stronger Or. So that Or comes from what's called Chachma. But the Or to go to the Shemayim, which is much less physical, okay, that you don't need such a big. So the Torah is something which is in the Seichel Adam. The koyach that's kiviyachol that Kadosh Baruch Hu uses to get into the penetrate the Seichel of man, that's Bina. But to penetrate into his body, which is mitzvahs is done with your body. To penetrate the physical body, that really has to come from a higher light, from a higher level of Chachma. Bez Hashem, we'll get back to this next week.